Some of the greatest threats from climate change aren't from new problems it's causing. They're from impacts on things which are already a part of nature. That's according to Catherine Hayhoe, an internationally known expert on climate change who's set to speak on the South Coast this week.
The number one reason why we care about a changing climate is not because it creates new types of risks that we've never seen before. It's because it takes the existing risks and it exacerbates them or amplifies them. California is already naturally vulnerable to wildfire, to atmospheric rivers, extreme rainfall and flooding, record-breaking droughts. We know from looking at data going back centuries that these are all a natural part of California's climate. Climate change is coming along and it's loading the dice against us.
Hayhoe says there are some great examples of the impacts of climate change on existing conditions here in the Central and South Coasts.
The National Climate Assessment, which I was a co-author on, showed that the area burned by wildfires today is nearly twice what would be burned if it weren't for human-induced climate change. So would we still have wildfires? Of course. But we're burning twice the area now that we would have otherwise. We're also seeing that atmospheric rivers are getting stronger and more frequent. The timing of the drought that California experienced over the last decade was normal and natural, but we know that the drought was artificially prolonged by the extreme heat that accompanied it as a result of a changing climate.
Hayhoe is an atmospheric scientist who's director of the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech University. She's been a part of more than 125 research projects and papers. One of her first significant projects was an important one for California.
It was instrumental in informing the governor. It was Schwarzenegger was the governor at that time. It was instrumental in informing the governor's executive order, making California the first state in the nation to limit greenhouse gas emissions from human activities. It specifically quotes results from our study, and when he signed it, he had some of our California authors standing in a semicircle behind him.
The researcher admits it's frustrating to still have people suggesting that climate change isn't real. Hayhoe believes that those who have a hard time acknowledging the issue really don't want to admit that we, as people, are the bad guys messing up our environment.
People keep throwing out the same tired old arguments. It's always something I've heard before, and it's something that we have a good answer to. Their real objections have to do with the idea that they've been told that the only solutions to climate change are solutions that they believe are antithetical or even threatening to their identity, their well-being, or their way of life. Solutions that are punitive, that would give the government control over how we set our thermostat or what type of car we drive. Solutions that would destroy the economy, solutions that are profoundly anti-American. And of course, the true solutions to climate change are exactly the opposite.
So what can we do? Hayhoe says while her focus for decades has been identifying impacts, she's starting to look more at the subject of solutions.
As scientists, we're really good at diagnosing the problem, but we're not so good at talking about what we can do to fix this thing. What I've discovered is the number one thing that we need to fix this problem is hope, and we are not going to have hope if we don't feel like there's something that we can do about it.
Hayhoe notes that some argue that even if the U.S. cleans up its act, others around the world will continue the problem. She says we have to start somewhere. And she notes that some other nations are already stepping up, regardless of what the U.S. does.
China has more wind and solar energy installed than any other country in the world. And if the U.S. doesn't watch, it is going to be falling behind in the new clean energy economy. And even just from an economic perspective, that should be a serious concern.
Hayhoe will speak at Montecito's Westmont College on Thursday. The event is called Mitigate, Adapt, or Suffer, Connecting Global Change to Local Impacts and Solutions. It's at 1:15 p.m. Thursday at Westmont's Global Leadership Center. It's open to the public and free. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.